Every Monday, we have This Just In, 5 minutes with the Youngstown City School CEO, Mr. Justin Jennings. Good morning, Mr. Jennings.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good this morning. How you doing?
I'm good.
That's good to hear. So I think we need to piggyback a little bit off of something we said last week about the children and their devices for that, you know, that one time a month kind of sort of when they have to work from home. Are we still struggling to get people to come pick up their child's devices?
We are. We still need them to come and pick their device up. They have to start off by, they can start off by going to our website at ycsd.org, click on a request a device for your scholar. Right at the top. It's right at the top of the homepage. And from there, they can fill that out online, or they can print out a copy and fill it out and return it to their child's school.
Okay. All right. So,
and if they don't have access to a computer,
right,
they can use their parent engagement coordinator, and they can walk through it with them, and they'll fill it out for them.
Right. That was going to be my next question. What if you don't have a computer? Now, I know the kids are going to be doing some remote work. How are we doing anything about their internet, or like, what if some of the children don't have any at home?
Well, it's still an extension of last year. So when you go to that page, if you need an internet service like the hotspot or whatever like that, you can, mm-hmm. you can request that. But to be honest with you, I don't think a lot of people turned them in because we didn't ask for them to be turned in, because our goal was to have them for at least 2 years.
Okay.
And they should still have their internet access coverage.
Okay, good. I always wonder about that, you know, for the kids. I don't want to see anybody, you know, having to do their homework at Barnes & Noble or McDonald's if they don't have to. You know, just wanted to make sure that they had something at home. Also, I did learn that this week is Nonviolence Week. I found that out yesterday. What do you guys got going on for that?
Right. It's the 11th annual Nonviolence Week here in Youngstown, Ohio, but also across the state. So we thank Ms. Penny Wells and all of our third joint students over the last 11 years for that opportunity. There's a lot of things going on. We did the rally yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We have a 5-day challenge going on that you can sign up through the email on OhioNonviolenceWeek.org, 5-day challenge.
Mm-hmm.
We have an award ceremony today in which Reverend James Ray will be a local recipient, and we're also honoring John Lewis.
Okay, good.
And then later in the week, we have Mingle with Minnie Jean Tricky, who was one of the original Little Rock Five.
Mm-hmm.
And just a lot of great things going on. So you can go to the website at OhioNonviolent.org, and you can see the other things that are going on.
Okay, good. So tell me a little bit of a few specifics, some highlights of what's going on this week.
We also have people who are going to come in. So Joanne Bland is going to come in, and she is going to be speaking to our children. She comes in all the time. She was first arrested at age 8 in Selma, Alabama for her protesting.
At 8?
And there's just at 8 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, at 8 years old. Phenomenal. She's a phenomenal lady. We met 2 years ago and just hit it off. I had enjoyed time with her yesterday. It was always fun to be around her and just kind of listen. And she's just a great person, so it's fun to do that. Also, I didn't mention before, this is changing the subject, but also we want to remind our scholars also to continue to wear their mask and show up at the bus stop with their mask.
Right.
We want to make sure that we protect everybody, but also we want to make sure we protect our drivers. So please, please, please make sure that our scholars wear their mask.
Right. Absolutely. We often forget that we need to reiterate that. But parents, please make sure your child has a mask when they leave the house. And when they're standing at the bus stop, make sure it's on their face. So that way, when they get on the bus, they're already covered and we don't have to worry about them.
Right.
Awesome. Anything else you need to tell the parents of Youngstown City School Scholars before I let you go?
Yeah, we just want to send out our condolences to the family of Ms. Tessa Ray. Ms. Tessa Ray was one of our parent engagement coordinators at Cheney. She passed away last week, so we're going to miss her. She was a great, great smile and everything, so we just want to just hope, we'll ask her to rest in heaven, and we just want to pray for her family as they transition her.
All right. Thank you so much, and our condolences as well. Thank you for being on with me this morning, Mr. Jennings. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you all for joining us for This Just In, 5 minutes with the Youngstown City School CEO. Be sure to tune in to our next episode.